Shalom to all. Today's office Bachum Daf Lamed Daled, and we are starting about the 11th line with the word Gufa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing something we mentioned yesterday. Gufa was stated Tamish Achal Basar Kodesh Lifnei Zrika. Somebody who's Tamei who ate Kodeshim before Zrika's Dam. Rosh Lakish Amar Loike Rabbi Yochanan Amar Inu Loike. Rosh Lakish says he gets Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get Malkus. Amar Abaye Abaye explains and clarifies Machloikes B'Tumas Aguf. That's only Machloikes when the person himself is Tamei. Aval Tumas Basar. But if the meat was Tamei and he was Tahar, Divra Kol Loike, everyone agrees he gets Malkus. Damakrats, because the Pasuk says, Vahabasar. The full quote of the Pasuk is, Vahabasar Shriyiga Bachal Tamei Loye Yachel, Ba'eshi Saref, Vahabasar, Kol Tahar Yachal Basar. So we have this extra word, Vahabasar. What does it teach us? Lurabis Eitzim Levina, the Lavne Achilaninu. It's including the Eitzim and Levina, the word burned on the Mizbech, and Levina, which is frankincense. These are non edible things. Vafilo Hachir Ben Hukra, nonetheless, the Pasuk is including them, that if they're Tamei and a person eats them, the one's going to get Malkus. And this is because of Chibas Hektish, and the same would go for Basar before Zrika. It's officially not allowed to be eaten. Nonetheless, if one does eat it, he's going to be chayv malchus, and that's according to everybody. Now, Rava says no. Machloikas b'tumas aguf. You're right. The machloikas or b'chanim shalkesh is when the person himself is tamei. Avol b'tumas basar. But if the meat is tamei, devar kol ainu loike. Everyone agrees he doesn't get malchus. My time. Why is that? Well, it's because kivud like karina bevi tumasa el v'nichrasa. Since the pasuk of v'tumasa el v'nichrasa is not applied, this pasuk is referring to a person who himself is tamei. If he eats kachim meat, so he's going to get kares. So obviously, we're not applying this pasuk because we're talking about a tar. Person who's eating tamei meat, while like Karina Bey, Vabasar Shayiga Bachal Tamei Loyachal, we also can't apply the second part of the pasuk. In other words, since the pasuk links the two, we learn that just like a tamei who ate tahar meat before Zrika doesn't get kares, so too a tahar who ate tamei meat before Zrika won't get malchus either. That's more of Aramayr, who's just stated that Vabasar, we have this extra word Vabasar, Lurabis Eitzim Levina, that's including Eitzim Levina, and seemingly that's also including Basar Lifnei Zrika, that became tamei, he should be chai malchus for that. So Gemara says, no, Hachamai Skin, what's that pasuk referring to? Kigancha That's where the Eitzmer Levina became Kaidesh and a Kli Sharis. The Nasa Kamisha Karvu Kamatirov, it's like all of its Matirin, all of that which permits it to be eaten, was already brought. We'll explain this in a moment. The Gemara just continues. The Mishnah says, Kol Sheyesh LeMatirim, anything that has Matirim, meaning anything that needs further processing in order to be allowed to eat the meat or in order for it to be kosher, whatever it is. So Misha Karvu Matirov. So then once those Matirin are brought, then it's considered officially allowed to be eaten or it's finished. Or it's Kol Sheyin LeMatirim, something that doesn't have official Matirin. It's when it becomes Kaddish in a Kli. So regular carbon, it has Matirin, that would be the Avoid of the Dam. Once the Dam was brought, then that's the Matirin that allows one to eat the meat, and that's when the Chiv would kick in. And when we're talking about something that doesn't have Matirin, such as Eitzim and Levina, so it's when it's put in a Kli Shares, and that's when its official Chiv, if you will, kicks in. And that's why specifically by Eitzim and Levina, once they were in a Kli Shares, one's going to be Chayv Malkus for eating them. But when we're talking about Basar, Lefnei Zrika, well, the Matirin weren't brought yet, and therefore he's not going to be Chayv Malkus for eating them before Zrika. And we continue with another. Other machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is not related to this previous one, save for the fact that machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Itmar was stated, Hamala Avrei Behema Tmei Al Gab Mizbeach. A person put the Avarim, the limbs of a non-kosher animal, on the Mizbeach. So Reish Lakish Amar, he says, like the person gets Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't like he doesn't get Malkus. Reish Lakish Amar, like he gets Malkus. Why is that? Because Tahira in Tmei Aloi. The pasuk tells us about a Tahira being brought as an animal, and the deek from there is that a Tmeya cannot be brought as a carbon. V'lav haba mechlala say, like an olav, and a lav, which is inferred from an ase. One gets malchus for it. This is very important. Sometimes the Torah just tells us an asay, do the following. Sometimes it teaches a lois asay, don't do the following. Now we could technically infer from every single asay that there is a lois asay. Since it says do the following, we can always make a diak. Well, don't do the opposite. And that's what this is. This is a lav haba mechal asay. The Torah says bring tahar animals as karbanos, and the diak is don't bring tummy animals. Erish Lakish is holding that a lav haba mechal asay, this lav that comes from the diak based off an asay, one will get malchus for for it. Which Rabbi Yochanan, he says, ain't like an olav, once again, malchus for this, lav haba mechal asay, asay, a lav that comes from an asay, really just is the level of an asay, and ain't like an olav, one doesn't get malchus for it. Now, Meis Rabbi Yirmiyah asks on Shitas Reish Lakish, we have a brass that tells Beferosh, the pasuk says, oisa saichelu, it you shall eat. And this refers to a whole list of kosher animals that the Torah gives, the one's allowed to eat. Now, what's the diak from here? V'loi behema tmeya. A behema tmeya is not allowed to be eaten. V'lav haba mechal asay, asay. This teaches us very clearly that a lav that comes from an asay is an asay. How does it teach us this? Well, because this is really part of a longer brisa, which at the end very clearly states a pasuk for the lav. It says, "Ach ezeh loy seichelu," that the following are not allowed to be eaten. So even though we were able to make this diuk from the resha of the pasuk that these animals are allowed to be eaten, memela that teaches other animals are not allowed to be eaten, still the pasuk has to tell us a clear lav. That means that a lav haba mechlal asay is just a regular asay. Question on Reish Lakish. So Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. Rabbi Yaakov told Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. Az Bar Chama explained to you as follows: Be'evrei behemah tameya. There weren't we're talking about the limbs of a non-kosher animal. Dukuliam loy pligi. No one argues. Everyone agrees it's just considered a regular assay. Ki pligi, what's the real machloikes? Bechaya, when we're talking about a kosher, non-domesticated animal. Behema is really a very broad term and technically can mean behema and chaya, domesticated and not domesticated animals. But over here, we're saying there's actually a difference. When the pasuk says behema, it means only domesticated kosher animals and not non-domesticated kosher animals, such as deer. Vachi itmar, this is what was stated. And here's the exact opposite understanding of what their shitas are. Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says that if a chaya was brought as a karbon, oivir ba'asei, a person is oivir an asei. And Rosh Lakish says, ain't oivir b'vlai klom, he's not oivir anything. We explain this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar oivir ba'asei, he says, oivir an asei. Why is that? Because behema in chaya loy. When the pasuk says behema, that means only a domesticated kosher animal and not a chaya. That means a person's oivir an asei. He's not going to get malchus, but he's still oivir an asei. Whereas Rosh Lakish Amar, he says, ain't oivir b'vlai klom, he's not oivir anything. Why is that? Because of hula mitzvah. When the pasuk says behema, that's just telling us that lechatchila, the mitzvah is to bring a domesticated kosher animal, such as a cow or a sheep. But if a person does bring a chaya, it's okay, that's a valid karbon. However, Masav Rava, Rava asks on this, how could you say that? Ilu nemar karbon lashem behema, if all the pasuk about karbonis told us was karbon lashem behema, a karbon tashem, a behema. So in Yisiyamir, I technically would be able to say the chaya b'chlal behema, a chaya is included in behema, kenyan shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, zoysa behema asher teichilu, the following animals are allowed to be eaten, and then it gives a whole list of behemoths and chayas. It says shar, seksavim, v'se'izim, ayutzvi, v'gaymer. And so we see behemoths and chayas mentioned under the term behema. So you're right, if all the pasuk just said was karbon lashem behema, I would think chayas are included in that. But Talmud where the pasuk says bakar v'tzoin, it continues describing what types of animals could be brought as karbonis. And we learn from here, bakar v'tzoin amarti l'chav aloi chaya, that only cattle in the flock, which is sheep and goats, that's what I told you is allowed to be brought as a karbon and not a chaya. Now yachol, you might think, lo yavi, l'chatchila, don't bring chayas is a karbon, but vimhevi kosher, if he did bring its kosher. And to this we say as follows, holomazah daimer, what would these be comparable to? L'talmud charmalei rabbi, to a talmud whose rebbe told him, havi lechitim, bring me some wheat, v'havi lechitim, v'sairim, he brought him wheat and barley. Shene kamar v'al devarav, he's not being over what his rebbe said, elamaisav al devarav, he's just adding on to what his rebbe said, v'kosher, and everything's fine. So you might think it's the same thing with a chayo being brought as a karbon. Talmud loimer, that's why the pasuk says, bakar v'tzoin, and that teaches us clearly, bakar v'tzoin amarti lecha v'loi chayo, only bakar and tzoin and not chaya. Hol masa daima, what would this be comparable to? The Talmud Shamalei Rabbi, to a Talmud whose Rebbe told him, Al tavi li el chitim, only bring me wheat. Bavi loi chitim us ayrim, and he brought him wheat and barley. She'ena kamaisav al dvarav, it's not like he's adding on to what his Rebbe said, Ela kemavar al dvarav, it's like he's being ivor, he's transgressing, he's not listening to what his Rebbe told him. Lam dal rabbi is on tapu puzzle, and it's puzzle. Tiyufta Rish Lakish tiyufta, this is a clear refutation on Rish Lakish, it's refutation. We see that it can't be that the dik from the pasuk is correct, that a person's allowed to bring a chaya as a carbon. Now we continue to explain the mission of a kulon shekibla v'chulu. All of these, if they did kabbalas hadam, if there's still more dam left, a kasher kohen should do kabbalah to that dam and continue processing, and everything will be okay. So we have three different versions of somewhat of a similar question. B'amine Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan the following: Pasul mau sheyasa shirayim. Does a pasul do navoida make shirayim? Meaning, if a pasul did zrika, does he render the blood still in the animal as shirayim, leftovers, remnants, which are now pasul? In other words, if a pasul did the zrika, could a kasher kohen do kabbalah on the remaining dam and continue doing avodah b'kashrus or not? Our mishnah was talking about just kabbalah. If just kabbalah was done by a pasul, okay, not a problem. A kasher kohen should do kabbalah and continue with avodah. But what about if the pasul did zrika? What do we do now? So Amalei told him, "Ein oisa shirayim el chutzos manim chutzom kaimai." The only thing that creates remaining blood to be shirayim and memela it's pasul is if the person had a thought process of chutzos manim chutzom kaimai. Why is that? Hoyel maratzel pigulai. That's because such a thought process is what the Torah determines to cause the karma to be pigul or pasul. Memela, if someone did the zrika having such a thought, that pasul is the remainder of the blood. But if just a regular pasul person did the zrika with no issues, so the remaining blood is not shirayim and it's not problematic and it could be used. Now here's a second version of the question. Rizvin Masni Hachi teaches as follows. Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan this question. Kais pasul mau shiasa shirayim. What about a cup of blood which is pasul? Does that create shirayim? In other words, we have a cup of blood which is perfectly fine. It was brought outside of the azara, pasuling it. Then it was brought back in and the kohen did zrika with it, but there's still some dam left in the animal that technically could be used. Did that kais pasul the blood that was left in the animal? So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responded with a question. Pasul gufei my sfir lecha. What do you hold about a person who himself is pasul, who did zrika, which is basically our previous question? What do you hold about that? Whatever you hold in that case, you hold in this case. E pasul mashvi shirayim. If a pasul himself who did zrika causes the other blood, the remaining blood in the animal, to be shirayim, so kais pasul nami mashvi shirayim. A kais pasul also creates the other blood to be shirayim. And e pasul loy mashvi shirayim. If a person who's pasul who did zrika doesn't cause the other blood to be shirayim, so kais pasul nami loy mashvi shirayim. A kais pasul also doesn't cause the other blood to be shiraim. Now here's a third version of the question. Rabbi Yirmi Medifti Masi Hachi teaches as follows. Bamine Abai Me Rabba. It was Abai who asked Rabba the following. Kois Mahu Shias Es Chaveroi Dichui Ay Shiraim. What about this cup of blood? Does it cause the other one to be Dichui Ay Shiraim? We have two cups of blood from an animal. The Kohen used one full cup for all the Avodas Hadam. There's only a cup number two. How do we look at that cup? Do we view it as Dichui? Then now it's pushed away and it's not kosher to be used because all the Avodas Hadam was done already. And then where does it go? It gets poured into the Amma, which is like a channel, a canal of water running through the Beis HaMikdash that all pustle fluids got washed out with. Or do we treat it as Shirayim? Is it considered like the leftover blood, which we know, says the Pasuk, has to be spilled al Yusayit HaMizbeach, on the Beis HaMizbeach? How do we view the second cup? So Amalei told him, Plukti Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Rabbanon. It's Machlok Reb Elazar Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Detan, you have a Braisa. Lamalu Aimer, earlier on it says, regarding the Chatas of a Nasi, as Dama Yishbaich, that its blood should be spilled. That's a Miyot, only its blood and not something else. And Lamatu Aimer, later on it says, this in regards to regular Chatas of a Yachid of an individual, Ves Kol Dama Yishbaich, that all of its blood should be spilled. This is an inclusion. And the question is as follows. Minayin the Chatas Shekibol Dama Ba'arba Kaisais, V'nosan Matona Achaz Mizeh, Matona Achaz Mizeh, Shekulin Yishbachin Liyisayid. I don't know if the blood of a Chatas was caught in four different cups, and one application was done with this cup, and one application was done with that cup, that all the cups, all the remaining blood, is going to be poured on the Yisod and the Mizbeach, which means it's Shiraim, it's not Dichoy. Tam Lema, because the Pasuk says, V'skol Dami Yishpach. Now, Yachal, you might think that Nasan Arba Matonis Mikais Echad, you Kulin Yishpach and Yisod, that if all four applications were done with just one cup, that the rest of the blood is going to be spilled on the Yisod. Tam Lema, to that we say, V'as Domai, and as Domai is a limitation. Haketzad, how do we understand this? Hu Nishpach and Yisod, V'hei Nishpach and La'ama, the leftover blood in that cup which was used for Zrika, that's poured on the Yisod, but the leftover blood in the other cups, that's poured into the Amma, into the canal, into the channel of water, that's considered a pasul. That's the Rabbanon. Now Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, he says, Minayin l'chata shekibul dama barba kaisus v'nosan dalan matanis mikais echad, shekul nishpachan liyisayid. How do we know the opposite from the Rabbanon? That if the blood of a chatas was caught in four cups, and all four blood applications were made with one cup, that the rest of the blood is going to be poured into the Yisod, that it's not pasul. Tam olam, because the pasuk says, was called dama yishpach. So we ask, Ivok, siv as dama yishpach, it says, as damai, mashma, only its blood and not other blood. That's a limitation. So Ravashi answers, ha'ulamute shiraim shebetzar behema, that's coming to exclude the blood that's still in the neck of the animal, then that's not included in this. So here we see the answer to the question, Abai asked Rabba, is actually machalikas tanayim. Continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said, kibal kasher v'nosel apostle v'chulu, and the Mishnah listed three cases. A kasher de kabal sadam, gave it to apostle, no problem, the apostle just give it back to him. Number two is he caught it in his right hand and then put it in his left hand, he should just put it back into his right hand. And number three is he caught it into kli shares, poured it into kli chayil, no problem, he should just pour it back into kli shares. And clarifies the Gemara Tzricha, we need all three of these cases. The Yeshmini apostle, if we only talk about the case where he gave it to apostle after doing kasher kabbalah, I mean, I would think, my apostle, what's apostle referring to over here? Tameh, a kohen who's tameh. And the reason why that's not a problem, it doesn't apostle the blood, as the chazi avoida sibor, that's because a tameh kohen is able to do avoida for carbon sibor in certain situations. Of a small, but if he transferred it from his right to his left hand, loy, I might say that automatically apostles the blood. And Yeshmini smile, if I only said smile, I might say the reason why it's okay to be put back into the right hand is this like Shei B'Yom Kippurim, because on Yom Kippur, there's certain avoidas are allowed to be done with the left hand. Specifically, when he's doing avoid the k'tayres, he can't hold the k'tayres and the coals in his right hand, so one is in his right and one is in his left. So the left isn't always a psal, aval kli chayil, but transferring the blood from kli sharis into kli chayil, loy, I might say it's totally pasul. And Yeshmini kli chayil, if I only said into kli chayil, I might say the reason why it's kosher still is mishum dechaz luk dushinhu, because he could technically be mekadesh that kli, and it'll be okay. Aval hanach, but the other cases, emaloy, I might say they're not comparable. Tzricha, that's what we have to have. All three cases in the mission say no problem, just fix it up by giving it back to the kosher, putting it back in the right hand, or putting it back in the correct kli. Asking more, hold on a second, v'lhavalei dichoy, why isn't it considered dichoy? This is called nira v'nitche. Something was fitting for the mizbeach, and then momentarily it was pushed away, wasn't able to be used, so maybe that should be considered nitche forever, and there is no way to remedy the situation. Why don't we say that? So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, Hachi Amar Rav Yirmi Medifti Mishmei Derava. This is where Rav Yirmi Medifti said the name Rava. Hamani, who is this? Chanan Mitzri, who? This is according to Chanan Mitzri, the Lesley Dechuyon. He doesn't hold this concept of something that was pushed away, it can never come back. Titan, you have a Braisa. Chanan Mitzri Amar, he tells us, Afilu Dam Bekais, even if the blood of the carbon chatos that's brought in Yom Kippur is in a cup, so it's ready shecht, and the Avodah Sadam was ready to be done, and then what happened? The Sar La Azazel, this goat, which is the counterpart of the one that was shechted and whose blood is ready, that Sar La Azazel died. What are we supposed to do with Chanan Mitzri? No problem. Maybe Chaveroi, we just bring one similar from the shuk from the marketplace, Umizavagloi, and we pair it up. I wouldn't have to get a brand new pair. According to Chamim, we do have to get a brand new pair. According to Chanan Mitzri, no problem. Just because the Sar La Azazel died, just bring another one and pair it up with the the blood of the already shechted one. So that's answer number one. Now Rav Ashi gives a different answer. The reason why we're not going to say dichoy over here is because kol shebiyadai loy have dichoy. Anything that's in his hand to fix, he's able to fix it up. So it's not considered dichoy just because momentarily it wasn't able to be used. That's not really considered nidche due to the fact that he could easily fix it up. And Amar Rav Shai says kavas is Rav Ashi mistar, but it's logical to say like Rav Ashi because man sham is laid islay dichoyon. Who have we heard has held this concept of dichoy that's been pushed away and it's too late? There's nothing we can do about it. Rabbi Huda. Now we have a Mishnah of Oidam. Rabbi Huda also says nishbach adam, if the blood of the chatas of Yom Kippur was spilled out, so yomas hamishtaleach, the sar lazazel, the one that gets sent out to be pushed off the cliff, that one has to be left to die, and we have to bring a whole new pair. And mesa mishtaleach, if the sar lazazel, the one that's supposed to be sent out, if that one died, yishafach adam, so the blood has to be spilled out. That's clearly not like chanan amitzri. So you see that he clearly holds that once something is nidcha, it's nidcha. But vishaminale, the amar kol shabiyad lai havadichoy, we also hear from Rabbi Huda that if it's in his ability to fix, it's not considered pushed away. And how knows the time you have a brisa? Really, this is a Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, "Kois echad hayu mali midama tarayves v'zarka zrika achas keneged hayisoid." The one cup of blood was scooped up from the floor of the Azara, which is a mixture of all the other bloods. We'll explain this in a moment, and it sprinkled one zrika towards the yisoid. This is referring to erev Pesach when there's thousands and thousands of korbanos Pesach that are being shechted, and the chashash is that the dam of one of the psachim was spilled on the floor without having zrika, so that person is technically not allowed to eat their korban. So Rabbi Huda says, "No problem. Just take a cup of blood from the floor. If a shor has a little bit of this blood mixed up in it, do zrika, and you just remedied the whole situation." Shmamina, we see from here the kol shabiyadai loy havidachoy shmamina. It's clear from here that Rabbi Huda holds that anything that's in his ability to fix is not considered dachoy. It doesn't even go into that parsha at all. That's a clear raya, and that's why all the cases of our mishnah would not be considered nidche, because we are able to fix them up by simply putting them in the right clear or putting them back in the right hand or giving them to the correct person. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this din of Rabbi Huda that we just mentioned regarding the blood of the Karban Pesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.